I'm speaking with Fatima Ibrahim.
Hello.
And you are a junior guard.
Guard.
Okay.
Forward.
You're forward?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wish I was a guard.
You've moved positions. or have you never been a guard?
Never been a guard.
Oh, okay. Disregard that. So, but you are on the UD women's basketball team.
Yes,
I got that part right.
Very, very right, yeah.
Okay. So, where is home for you?
I have two places I call home. So I was born in Nigeria,
okay.
But my family immigrated to Canada. So it's kind of like two countries
and
I call home.
Where in Canada?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Uh-huh.
Manitoba.
Manitoba, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Parents and siblings, as you talked about where you were born and where you moved. So who are your parents?
Like their names?
Yes.
My mom's name is Osato Ibrahim, and my dad's name is Abdul Rashid Ibrahim. And I have two younger sisters, Munirat Ibrahim and Ashitu Ibrahim.
Okay, so we've got all the family members named here.
Yeah.
What degree are you pursuing?
I'm currently pursuing communications right now.
Okay, and what does that involve? Is that writing for paper or being TV or what?
The more specific part of communications I'm pursuing is PR, and that's public relations, and that's something I want to pursue after I'm done college.
And that's a good thing for in business, and right, have a PR department.
Business, yeah, and also for sports teams as well.
Sports teams.
Social media outlets and stuff like that.
So my kind of follow-up question to that is, although you are a junior, I'm sure you're thinking ahead of time here. What are your goals after graduation? What do you, you told me a little bit about, have you thought of anybody in particular that you want to be doing this with?
Not really. I kind of just want to get that communications degree, then go to radiology school after I'm done my undergrad. So, and then use my PR in the medical field type of thing.
Okay. What in the medical field? Anything in particular interests you there?
Radiology.
Radiology.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Radiology had PR. They do, though, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh? Interesting. So, as you're pursuing your degree, you end up taking a lot of classes. What is your favorite class?
That I've taken so far since I've been here?
Yes.
Kind of unexpected, but I would say my intro to statistics. I took that last semester, and at first, I was really nervous because it's been a while since I've done math, and math is not really my strong suit, but it actually ended up being the class that I scored very high in, so I would say that's my favorite class so far.
Okay, and this one I'm going to open it up to your least favorite class you've taken anywhere.
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Ooh. I have to think about that.
I was kind of trying to give you an out in case you had a professor here that whose class you don't like.
So. Since I started college?
Yeah.
I really haven't had any, like, bad classes. All my professors are really nice and understanding, so.
Okay, and you like all the subjects well?
Actually, I just lied a little bit. There was a class that I took at my previous college. It was a comm class, and the professor, I think that was probably the only professor I've had a hard time with, but I'm not going to say any names, but he knows who he is.
That's good. If you only had one professor in your college career that you had a hard time with, that's good. Now, you have a roommate. Did you ever have, well, you were just you, right, and your siblings.
Yeah.
So did you have a room to yourself at home, I guess? No?
Mm-mm.
So maybe this next question won't be so hard. Well, it will be a little bit. Did it take you a while to adjust to a roommate that you have never met before?
No. My freshman year, I got paired with a girl on the soccer team. Never met her before, never knew about her. And we got along very well. You know, I think adjusting to a new roommate really boils down to communication, high communication, and also just being patient and understanding and just trying to just know that they're also their own person, so you kind of have to, like, merge yourselves together.
A little give and take, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're from up north. Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So your weather is cold.
Very cold.
Very cold. What is your favorite season out of the year?
Summer or fall? I would say more summer because I was born in Nigeria. It's very hot over there, so I'm just used to the heat all the time.
Okay. What's your least favorite one?
Winter.
That's what I thought.
Winter. Do not like winter. I like the snow, though. The right. snow is very pretty. I like that.
So if it could snow and be 75 degrees, you'd be happy then, right?
In another world, yes.
So what got you interested in basketball in the first place?
I always tell everyone the story, but it all started in grade 7. I was getting ready to go home after school, and our phys ed teacher was, like, walking down the hallways looking for girls to try for the team, and she saw me, and she was like, you're tall, so you're going to be on the team, and that's how it all really started for me.
So you didn't know anything about basketball other than being put on the team cold?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I really didn't know anything about basketball until that point in time.
So speaking of basketball, what is your favorite drill during practice?
I would say 120 shooting.
And what is 120 shooting? Tell me what that's about.
So it's basically we get split into two groups. So one group is on one side of the court and the other group's on the other side of the court. And it's like, I think, five people. We try to do, yeah, five people on each team. And four people are shooting at first and the other person is rebounding. And basically, each person shoots four shots, and then they, like, tell the rebounder to come shoot, and then you just, like, rotate.
You just rotate that around.
Yeah, and your goal is to try and get 120 makes in 4 or 5 minutes. I believe it's 5 minutes, but yeah.
All right, so I'm going to now have you look at the other side of the ball. What is your least favorite drill?
Ooh. Any defensive drill, to be honest.
Any defensive drill?
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to stay low in the stance and shuffle and stuff. I don't like doing that.
So, for you, mm-hmm. how is the season going so far?
The season's going well. I think I built a really good connection with my teammates as well as the coaches. So, we just have that bond all around, and I don't think there's any animosity towards each other. We try to have as much fun as we can while we're playing. And at the end of the day, it's just knowing that I have teammates who have my back, and I also have my teammates' back, so I think that's what makes it fun. And the coaches as well, they've been really supportive to me, especially me being a new, like, transfer student. So they really helped help me find my spot on the team, so I think that's also great.
And you mentioned being a transfer student, and you touched on it just a little bit. Where did you come to UD from? What school?
North Dakota University.
North Dakota
University of North Dakota.
That's kind of close to
home, yeah. Yeah. 2 hours away, yeah.
What did you improve as far as your play the most during the off season?
I would say anything on the offensive side of the ball. Back in North Dakota, I was really, like, the defensive person, like, just rim protector, so I didn't really get a chance to build my offensive game up until I got to UD. So the coaches really honed in on me being a multifaceted player, so I'm able to play on both sides of the ball. So I think my offensive game has grown a lot since I've been here.
Now, when you're not playing basketball,
mm-hmm.
you're not studying, you're not traveling with the team, what do you like to do?
Can I let you guess? Can I let you guess, like, the answer to that question?
It can't be basketball, right?
Something else? No, it can't be basketball.
I would never guess, anyway. So.
it would be sleeping. Sleeping.
Sleeping?
Sleeping or playing with my
That's
dad.
A good habit.
Or watching movies.
I like watching movies. Do you ever fall asleep watching a movie?
No, I can't fall asleep with, like, background noise. And it needs to be, like, dead silent.
Oh, it's got to be dead quiet.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I presume that maybe every now and then you leave campus and you go out and see the Dayton area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing to do when you're not on campus?
Either shopping or going to the movie theaters. I was just at the movie theaters with Jordan last week, and we watched, I think it was The Housemaid, and it was really good, so I like doing that. and going to the mall.
Okay. And you being from Canada, mm-hmm. and spending your time here either in North Dakota or here, what do you think most Americans get wrong about Canada?
That we are very nice.
That you're very nice.
Yeah, we have a lot of rude people back home.
We have a lot of rude people here, you know.
Yeah, but you guys think we're... I mean, we are the nicer version.
The nicer version.
The Americans, but we're sort of rude to ourselves sometimes.
You're rude to yourselves.
Yeah, to each other. Sometimes, not all the time.
And you can handle it, right?
Yeah. Oh, nope. I think I'm the rude one.
Yeah. All right. Now, if you're going to talk to somebody else about coming to University of Dayton, mm-hmm. wanting to become a future Flyer, not necessarily a basketball player, but just to come here to learn, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that the campus is a safe community, a great place to find your identity and also make new friends, and that there's a lot of support wherever you go on campus. So, yeah.
Do you think after you graduate mm-hmm. that you'll be able to stay in touch with all your friends?
Oh, UD? Yeah, for sure.
You probably already have that set up already, right?
Yeah. Before I came here, I was really introverted, but now that I've been here, I think just being around my teammates, because they're just so outgoing, made me outgoing. So that has allowed me to make friends on the team and also off the team. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Fatima, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today, and I'll be looking for you on the court.
Thank you. Thank you for interviewing me.